Well, it's highly significant. I think it's the first time for several decades that the government's been defeated on a finance bill. The real significance is the fact that there is a clear no deal, will not accept no deal in the House of Commons. And when we add together the Conservative rebels tonight and the members of the government who said that they will not countenance no deal under any circumstances, it's clear that Parliament will vote to stop no deal happening.
And what do you think it means, given that tomorrow the resumption is the resumption of the debate on the Prime Minister's Brexit agreement?
Well, it effectively narrows down the choice to the government's deal or remaining in the European Union. And precisely because that is the effective choice, some of us are arguing that we should go back to the public and ask which of the two they prefer. But I think in terms of the vote next week, it seems very likely the government will be defeated. There's very little sign of movement. The Democratic Unionists are as hardline as ever. So they will be defeated by a big majority, probably. And then we have to then move on to the other options, the general election, possibly, a people's vote, I think probably, but certainly looking at other options, then maybe coming back in early February when I think this will be resolved finally.
Another option, of course, would be to extend Article 50, which Kenneth Clarke has advocated, and I think Margaret James from the government. You didn't list that one. Why not?
Well, that's not a long-term option. I think it may well be a route to us effectively staying in the European Union. It may be that it will just be too difficult for the government to cancel the Brexit process. Postponing it may be what we'll finish up with. Very messy and unsatisfactory, and it's no substitute really for going back to the public and getting their mandate on this. But indeed, that may well happen.
A lot of Brexiteers have said after the vote that this is not significant, that it doesn't really change anything, and it's just a token. What would you say to those MPs?
Well, it was a symbolic vote. That's certainly true. The powers within it are quite limited. I had actually had a more aggressive amendment on the order paper that wasn't voted on. But nonetheless, it was an important symbol, and the fact that Conservatives voted against their own government, many of them for the first time in their lives, I think indicated the strength of feeling and the fact that the government itself is now confronting the prospect that its own party will revolt against a no-deal Brexit.